Nope. Seen it. Oh, nah.
Can't find something to watch? Introducing Sky Stream. It's Sky without the dish. Watch unmissable Sky exclusives like The Regime and Netflix too, all over super reliable Sky full fibre broadband. Get Sky Stream, Sky Broadband and Netflix for just €50 a month. Search Sky Stream. Availability subject location. New customers only. 12-month minimum term. Stream and broadband sold separately. Further terms apply. For more info, see sky.ie/speeds.
On this week's Big Tech Show, how will the latest developments in artificial intelligence affect your life? Will you get new powerful personal assistants? Are you in danger of something terrible happening? We explain what's going on.
Just a couple of weeks ago, Anthropic, which is OpenAI competitor, their startup lab, actually founded by former OpenAI employees, they actually eclipsed GPT-4 only just a couple of weeks ago with their latest model, and the internet went crazy. This is just better than GPT-4 at everything. So OpenAI had to respond to that.
The Big Tech Show, available on all podcast platforms.
This is an Irish Independent podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Left Wing Live. Well, Ireland have done it. They've made history by beating the All Blacks in New Zealand for the first time ever. Andrew Porter scored two tries as Ireland beat the All Blacks 23 points to 12 in Dunedin. Twice New Zealand were down to 13 men. They got two yellows and a red card for Angus Taavo after half an hour. So this series will go down to the third and deciding test in Wellington next week. Well, to go through this, I'm joined by the Irish Independent rugby correspondent Rory O'Connor and also Keane Tracy, who's in Dunedin. Keane, to you first. You're over there in the stadium. What a historic day for Irish rugby.
Yeah, privileged to be here, Sinead, to be totally honest. I'm just watching the scenes here. The Ireland players are all down in the pitch together and they're celebrating, but I wouldn't say it's in any way over the top. I think they really believe that there's a series there now to be won. An incredible performance from start to finish. I mean, you were kind of wondering if they would live to regret not taking more of their chances, but like, as much as it was a poor All Blacks performance, I think Ireland deserve immense credit for putting them under pressure. Like, to me, it was clear that the All Blacks came out trying to really physically dominate Ireland and they overstepped the mark. They got it so wrong in terms of their aggression and their discipline. But Ireland stayed cool, to be fair. They could have lost their heads. They could have got sucked into a bit of a mad game, but they found the composure that they needed. And I mean, New Zealand have never been beaten here at Forsyth Barr Stadium. The amount of times that the air just got sucked out of the atmosphere inside her, which was on another level, I'd have to say, than Eden Park last weekend. It's a really cool stadium. And there's pockets of Irish fans dotted around. They weren't kind of all in one section. And I'm looking around here and I can see tricolours all over the place. Like none of them have gone home. The players are going over celebrating. I can see a Munster flag. It's just unbelievable stuff. But like I said, I think the players are going to be really measured about this. It's history. It's an unbelievable achievement. But they've got a job to do next weekend. And going on the performance tonight, I think they'll go into Wellington next Saturday full of confidence.
Yeah, I mean, Rory, 2016, Ireland beat the All Blacks for the first time in Chicago. 2018, they beat them for the first time at home in Dublin. And finally, we've got this win on New Zealand soil.
Yeah, and it's... I don't think we ever anticipated it would be a game like this. It was kind of shades of the second test 4 years ago, on the 2017 Lions tour when New Zealand got a red card. But like, it just, you know, like it is history and it needs to be celebrated and it needs to be talked about in those terms because it's never been done before. But this Irish team has been making history for a decade, you know, even longer. The 2009 Grand Slam ended a long wait. You know, you've won, you know, a series win in Australia, wins in South Africa, 2018 Grand Slam, all of those things rolled into, you know, and then Chicago and the ones that you've mentioned there. But they're now on a footing where they should expect to go now next week and compete for a series win because this New Zealand team is not, like, they might be wearing the black jersey. They do the haka before the game, but they were awful today. And largely that was because of Irish pressure. I mean, Ireland were really good. They brought it from the start, but Ireland can get better as well. I mean, they had players out there with 4 out of 10 performances and they still went to beat the All Blacks. And that's a measure of what this team can do. And all the things that we worry about, you know, depth and all that sort of stuff. When Andy Farrell has most of his best players available, this is a really, really good team. And we have legitimate concerns about what's coming down the line if certain players get injured. But when they have them out there, we saw today he put faith in his best players and they delivered for him. I thought Ty Byrne was absolutely magnificent today. Peter Omani, I mean, he just, apart from the first test when he was captain of the Lions, he nearly always delivers against the All Blacks. Yeah. Sexton, you know, I mean, I was one who called for him not to play today, but you can see why Farrell keeps going back to him. I think it's going to cost Ireland down the line, but who cares on a day like today? You know, it was a phenomenal showing in so many areas. But as I say, the series is there to be won because they can improve. Ireland can get much better. Ireland probably should have won that game by more. New Zealand were so ill-disciplined. I mean, we'll come back to the referee, I'm sure, at some stage. They also overcame one of the worst refereeing performances I've ever seen in that first half. So, I mean, there was a lot going on over there. I don't know how Keane kept abreast of it all, but it was something else.
I don't know if the microphone is picking it up with the music playing over it, but ole, ole, ole is ringing around here. Like I said, the Irish fans aren't going anywhere. It's like incredible scenes when you consider like how far away from home we are and how many people are here. And the players, like I said, have stayed out on the pitch. They're soaking it all up right in front of the fans. Like I said, there's a Munster flag in the middle of it all. And these are incredible, incredible scenes. Like you think of back to all the dark days that Ireland have endured here. And there's been many of them. And for it all to come together today is just, like I said, at the very start, an absolute privilege to be here and witness it.
I tell you, Hamilton 10 years ago and that 16-0 defeat seems an awful long time ago now as we go into the test next week. But what do you think, Keane? Do you agree with Rory? I mean, is this series now well and truly on for Ireland? Can they complete this next weekend?
Absolutely, they can. I think, you know, Johnny Sexton going off, did it look like a knee injury maybe? They'll be sweating over him because... like Rod touched on it there. I mean, there was a lot of talk about him during the week, but you just see how important he is to this Ireland team. I thought the pass he played to Tadhg Byrne in the build-up to Andrew Porter's try, there's not too many players in the world who could do that. Joey Carberry had a couple of little struggles when he came on and they looked to go around him for Will Jordan's late try. So I still think Sexton's fitness is absolutely key if Ireland are going to win this series next weekend, but there's no reason why they can't. This was a performance, I think, yeah, that they can get better. They lost their way slightly, I would say, in the second quarter when they really should, particularly when New Zealand were down to 13, they really should have taken more advantage. I'm thinking back to the scrum that they had. I think it was James Lowe knocked on. I mean, like in a tighter game, they're the kind of opportunities that you just can't pass up. Sorry, I'm getting sidetracked here because the scenes are just like, it's bizarre. Like it's like being in Dublin or something. The players are loving it. But yeah, like, I mean, they go to Wellington next weekend and they go there with no fear. Because like, you know, when you're kind of covering the squad and you're kind of close to them, Rod will know this as well. You can kind of like feed into their attitude. And down through the years in the past, like I've certainly been guilty of kind of overly so. But this week, like at the press conference and stuff, I never got a sense that there was any panic amongst the players. I think they really realised that the scoreline didn't reflect how close maybe the game was last weekend, that it was a lot of their own sloppy errors. And to be fair, they tidied up so many of them. The line-out was much better. Like the New Zealand players who weren't involved today were sitting right next to me on the right, just in front of the press box. And Sam Whitelock was there. And God, they really missed him. Ireland's line-out looked much better. Their scrum, Ireland were winning scrum penalties, which was, you know, kind of some turnaround. You think last week, okay, they coughed up one or two as well, but all of the areas that they needed to improve on, they did. They were far more clinical with the ball in hand. There was less sloppy errors. And there were so many big moments. Caelan Doris's ankle tap.
Barrett. It's incredible.
Like, that's a try saver. Jordy
Peter Mahoney kick.
50-22. It was a moment. It was a game, I felt, of big moments. And Ireland had so many of them. And like I said, it was a wild, wild game, as everyone knows watching there. But Ireland kept their composure, and I really think they deserve immense credit for doing so.
That, you mentioned it there, Keane. I mean, that second quarter, again, for the second week in a row, we kind of saw Ireland losing their composure. Rory, I mean, twice New Zealand were down to 13 players between the two yellows, the red card. At that time, Ireland just failed to capitalise, and it looked like that was going to haunt us.
Yeah, they should have gone out to 12 as well. You know, a mistake by Jaco Piper, who had a really erratic, and that's a kind word, I think, first half. It was really, really poor. I thought the winger should have been sent off. I thought that was a red card. I mean, it was fairly blatant. You know, even before he saw the red card incident, he was trying to mitigate things down.
It's a red card anywhere else in the world, Rod, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Like, it was really like CJ Stander's red card against South Africa in the first test in 2016. And, you know, I tweeted it earlier, but like, it reminded me of the third test in South Africa when Willie LaRue upended Tiernan O'Halloran and didn't get a red card. And this is what, you know, this is what you're up against when you're away in the Southern Hemisphere. It was a really bizarre performance. And I think it affected Ireland. It affected Ireland's rhythm. In fairness, there was an awful lot of stop-start stuff going on. There was a lot of TMO things. You know, you kind of, it was very hard to kind of play through all those stoppages and all of that. But Ireland need to be better in that. You know, when they, you know, they are going to celebrate, then they will review this and they have to do a Coley and they will look at that second quarter again, that problematic second quarter where they lost their way in the game. And this time Sexton was on the field and, you know, he called for that uncontested scrum. What should have happened there was that when the prop came on, New Zealand should have lost another player and gone down to 12. I think that's what Sexton had in his mind. It's fresh in Irish minds because of that Italy game during the Six Nations. They kept 13 on the pitch. And then I think it was Lowe knocked the ball on in the backfield and Lowe had a terrible game. You know, like that's another area where Ireland can improve next week because if he plays, he can't be as bad again. So they overcame that. You know, that could have got to them when New Zealand scored at the end of the first half and went in with that momentum. That could have been really, you know, crucial in terms of Ireland's mentality. But they came back out and they, you know, they could have been frazzled by the refereeing and been like, you could see they were getting annoyed about stuff as well. But New Zealand were rattled as well. Like they made a really, really poor decision to leave, you know, with the Ardie Savea thing, where Ardie Savea ended up being off the pitch for the rest of the game. You know, that was poor management from the from the coaching team, who were clearly, it was getting to them as well. It was crazy stuff, but Ireland kept their heads. Whatever was said at halftime, there was a good shot at the dressing room at halftime where the players were all listening attentively to someone giving a presentation that seemed very calm, and they came out and they delivered on what they needed to deliver on.
Another big moment, I think, Sinead, is worth mentioning as well. It was Robbie Henshaw's read and tackle on Rico Ioane. Oh my God, unbelievable stuff. And like, they're the kind of things that swing momentum back in your favour. And they're the kind of things that Ireland weren't doing last weekend. I thought Henshaw was immense in midfield. I thought Josh van der Fleer, the red scrum cap, he's easy everywhere to spot, but it was absolutely everywhere. But like I said, yeah, there's plenty of room for improvement, which is a great place to be for this Ireland team because, you know, the way it went last week, it could easily have gotten away from them this series, but they've turned it around and they've proved a lot of people, a lot of doubters wrong. Bundiaki is kind of the last player to leave the pitch here and loving it with the fans. But it's all to play for going to Wellington next week. Ireland are flying out tomorrow and there'll be a serious pep in their step when they return to training because there's room for improvement, and beating the All Blacks for the first time in New Zealand and still having areas improve is an unbelievable place for this team to be in.
Absolutely. Keane, we're going to let you go there because you've got a press conference to run off to. Enjoy the night in Dunedin and this historic week as well as we go up to the last test. Thanks, Keane.
Cheers.
Cheers, Keane.
Rory, just a final word to you then. Andy Farrell spoke about this will be the test when we'd find out if the players have the stomach for this, and they certainly showed that they have. So what are we expecting now coming into this like final test in Wellington and next National Day? Obviously, they've got that Maoris game as well midweek.
Yeah, and that complicates matters, especially because Johnny Sexton went off with an injury. Peter O'Mahony went off with a HIA. We'll find out later whether that's there'll be HIA 1, 2 and 3, as we now know after the week that's gone on. But obviously, like, he was a huge player for Ireland today. And if he's a doubt, can they play Gavin Coombs on Tuesday? Will players be able to back up? You know, there are now, you know, logistical. The idea of these Maori games was great from a developmental point of view, but they put a real strain on the kind of organisation of the tour. You know, Ringrose will definitely be out. I mean, he, like, you'd imagine that's a confirmed concussion. I don't think he even went through the HIA process. He was taken straight off after that big collision. But Bundiaki came in and played really, really well. That opens up his bench spot. The question is whether you freshen things up or whether you go again with the same soldiers. And now that it's level, like, there's really no room for you know, needless experimentation now, because there is. Whatever about when you were 1-0 down and there was question marks over Sexton and there was also, you know, the fact that you conceded 6 tries and there was calls for some change, and I would like to see Larmour in and maybe one or two more changes. It's very hard to argue unless the players are really tired of changing things up, because that team delivered. At the same time, over the course of a 3-test series, you've got to throw different pictures at the opposition. So do they go, right, well, do we double down on what we did this week, or do we change it up and try and give New Zealand something different to think about? Because they will, you would think, be better. I mean, they can't be as bad as they were today. Mm. Like, but from the context of what Andy Farrell's trying to build towards, it's a big win. But when you think that Ireland will probably play New Zealand in a World Cup quarterfinal next year, maybe France, maybe New Zealand, but there's a good chance it's going to be New Zealand again, to go down there and win a series, places an incredible amount of doubt in New Zealand minds. It also places an incredible amount of doubt in every other opponent that Ireland will play over next year. So for all that we talk about development and depth and all those really valuable things that go into a World Cup, there's also merit in having a massive psychological win under your belt. And while winning a one-off test down there is a great achievement and the players will always be able to dine out on it, winning a series is kind of legendary stuff. It's the kind of stuff the Lions do down there. And history will forget that this is not the greatest All Blacks team of all time. You know, Jacko Piper will fade, you know, over the coming days and will no longer be a factor. This, you know, Dunedin is now has its place alongside Chicago, Cape Town in Irish rugby history. And that is great, but a series would be, you know, it's not quite a World Cup. Maybe it's not a Grand Slam. Maybe better than a Grand Slam winning a series in New Zealand. Like, that's what we're talking about here. So he has to pick his strongest team, and there's no reason to believe they cannot win next week. You know, New Zealand will always start a favourites at home, but this is not a great New Zealand team. This is an Irish team that when they get their stuff together, they are very, very hard to beat. And they've proven it again today. And that's a massive step for this team. And you know, for all that Farrell has received criticism, I've been one of the people who criticized him. His faith was rewarded today. And he would look at this as a major stepping stone towards that World Cup. It's an incredible achievement to go down there and do it. And it shouldn't be underestimated.
Absolutely not, Rory. Thanks a million for that. Well, that's it from us on the Left Wing Live. Will and Luke will be here during the week. And we'll be back again with the Left Wing Live after the third and deciding test next Saturday. Bye for now.
This is an Irish Independent podcast.